The students, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you've made it this far. We're almost at the end. Congratulations on that. I'd like to welcome all of our special guests. We have friends of graduates, parents of graduates, and others from off-site of our usual community who are here celebrating with us today. Part of the culture of Dallas Christian College is service. You know that. You've been a part of that in our service days and in our monthly service reports. All the things that we're in, we focus on service a lot more than recognition, but on this one day each year, we take a few moments to pause and recognize students and leaders within the college that we think have done exceedingly well, and that's what we do today. We don't broadcast this to the outside world. It's not a boastful thing. It's for us here in the family to recognize one another and show appreciation for the good things that have happened. Now, I want to let you know, just a bit of a caution, a spoiler alert, if you will. We're going to go past 12 o'clock today, and we've warned the cafeteria, and they are going to be holding the meal for a few minutes, so I assure you, you won't be going hungry. But our plan is, because of the number of recognitions that we have today, our plan is to go just a few minutes later than we typically go in our chapel. Well, with no further ado, I'd like to introduce our speaker for the morning. This morning, I was looking at Numbers 13. You might not know that passage, but you know the story. Moses had decided to send 12 spies into Canaan to look at the promised land and to see if it was ready for them to go in. And you remember the 12 spies went in, and what did they see there? They saw giants. They saw grapes that were huge, but 10 of the spies came back scared and really deceived and lied and told Moses they couldn't go in because they were afraid of the giants. Now, I'm not a great Hebrew scholar like my hero, Dr. Halen, who is on our staff, who knows God's word so well. So I had to get some help on looking up that word in the Hebrew, giant. What does it mean? And I looked in a Hebrew dictionary, and it talks about large, very tall people. And then it says literally ancestors of Dr. Perry Stepp. I mean, it's right. Dr. Halen, you've got to vouch for me here. I need you to vouch for me. I used that bit of humor to cement this moment in your memory, but on a very serious note, Dr. Stepp is our speaker today. Just over a year ago, when we began the search for a new vice president of academic affairs, we put together a pretty rigid profile. We needed someone with sterling credentials and experience, a person with a passion for our mission of both educating and mentoring. And we hoped and prayed for a person that had a connection to the heart and the history of Dallas Christian College. And my friend Perry Stepp fit that profile in every way and answered the call to move here. And what a great year it has been. A smooth transition, a man that is a pleasure to serve with. His credentials, outstanding. He's got a PhD from Baylor, Master of Arts from Lubbock Christian University, a bachelor's degree from Eastern New Mexico University, but underlying it all, the foundation of his entire academic career is his time here at Dallas Christian College. We were actually students together for a short period of time before he went to Eastern New Mexico. Most recently, he was at Kentucky Christian University, started out as a faculty member there, and in a very short period of time, rose to be the VP of Academic Affairs at that great institution. He's broadly published both in books, articles, reviewing articles. I poked fun at his size. Perry's a giant, but you know him now to be a gentle giant. One of the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. And this man displays it in every way. He's a giant in intellect, a giant in his faith, a giant in his compassion for you. And he puts that all in a package that's submitted to God in a spirit of gentleness and humility. And you may not know it yet, but throughout your life, you'll begin to see what a rare package indeed that is. It is my pleasure to welcome Dr. Perry Stepp. Please join me in welcoming him to the podium.
Thank you. Thank you, Dusty. For those that don't know, I've been here this year without my wife and my family. My children and my wife still in Kentucky, and they'll be joining me here in a few weeks. And there's only a few people in the world that I would be separated from my wife from for this length of time, and they're all in this room. And they're all sitting here on the stage behind me. And there's only one place I would be separated from my family from and go through what I've gone through this past year, which has not been easy. But it's the pleasure of being here in this place where I first really heard God's voice. I remember sitting in Greek class downstairs in what is now President Rubeck's office. And I remember the third week of Greek class, and all of my friends were still trying to figure out the alphabet, and things were just clicking into place for me. And I remember thinking, you know, I could do this someday. And it turns out I've been doing Greek ever since, so there you go. A passage from the pastoral epistles, from 2 Timothy, where Paul writes this, 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul says, "Do your best to present yourself to God, one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word of truth." Students, you're workmen, you're workwomen. And the image that Paul uses here is that the things that God has given you to do with your life, the ministry God has given you to carry out, is a task, is work. And there are tools that you need to develop to do that work. And why do you come here? Well, you come here to learn those tools. There are things that students say when they don't think faculty members can hear them. I don't know if you know this, but we can. It's kind of like that ringtone, you know, on your iPhone that old people aren't supposed to be able to hear. Well, some of us can still hear that. Students say things that they don't want faculty members to hear, and they think things that they don't want to say to our faces because they're too polite for that usually. But things that I've heard and things that I know that students think about their classes, students think things like, "I don't know why we have to take that class. That class has nothing to do with my life. That class has nothing to do with my career. That class isn't going to help me get a job." Two of my personal favorites, I've actually heard students say this, not here, but I have heard students say this. "Why don't they give us classes in something useful like how to balance your checkbook?" May I suggest that if you're in college and you don't know how to balance your checkbook? And my other personal favorite is, "I'm a business major," or "I'm an education major. They want me to take how many Bible classes?" None of you would have ever said anything like that. Well, I want to remind you why you're here and why you take those classes and why even the classes that don't seem to have an immediate application to getting a job or career or balancing your checkbook, why you take those classes. In chapel back in September, I read the story of Abraham, and I told you how God unfolds for Abraham his plan for him. And God says, "I'm going to bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. I'm going to make you a blessing, and the whole world will be blessed through you." And I talked about how that relates to our lives, how God wants us to be blessings in the lives of others. And God has these things that he has planned out for each of us and for each person. It's an individualized, custom-made plan. This great adventure that God has written for you to experience, this plan that he set in motion before you were born of how you were going to serve and bless and be blessed. A plan that's custom made just for you with your talents and your experiences and your background and your strengths and weaknesses in mind. Our job here at Dallas Christian College is to help you find that plan and then to prepare you for that plan. And that plan may take you to a classroom or a pulpit or a courtroom or a town in East Texas or a village in Nigeria or Ghana or Patagonia or wherever. But whatever the plan is and wherever the plan takes you, Dallas Christian College is a place where you can, number one, begin to find that plan and begin to hear God's voice as he pulls you along in that. And number two, to develop the tools and the skills that you need to be the person that you already are in the minds of God, the mind of God. So why do you have to take these classes? Well, each class is like a tool. Each class is like a hammer. or a saw that you have to learn how to use to perform the tasks that God has in mind for you? Why do you have to take Shakespeare, college algebra, or all those Bible classes? Well, there's no single answer, because God's plan for every person is a little bit different. But the big answer is God is somehow preparing you for what he has in mind for you, even if you don't know what that is, and even if you don't understand how the lesson connects to life. My promise to you is that there is a reason. God doesn't waste lessons. Do you remember the movie The Karate Kid? Y'all remember the movie? You can nod your heads, right? Do you remember how Mr. Miyagi, I'm thinking of the old one, I don't know if this relates to the new version or not, but do you remember how Mr. Miyagi taught Daniel how to do karate? Yeah, he has him sanding the floor and painting the fence and wax on, wax off, and all of this. And Daniel gets really fed up with the lessons, doesn't he? He gets really frustrated because he doesn't see how that relates to where he wants to go. And you have this big explosive scene where he confronts Mr. Miyagi and says, I'm going to quit. You're not teaching me anything. And then Mr. Miyagi does this. Even when you don't understand the lesson, even when you don't hear his voice, be confident that God is in this place. Be confident that he is present in the things that you are learning. Be confident that he doesn't waste a lesson. He's got a plan for everything he does. In fact, he often does his best and most important work when we're not watching and when we don't see it, but believe it's there. Do your best to present yourself to God, one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. We gather today to honor those who have learned to handle the hammers and the saws really well in this academic setting. And we start with that now. We begin by announcing the scholarships that have been awarded this year. The first is the Area Women's Scholarship. Each year, the women from the Northeast Texas and Southeast Texas churches meet for the Area Women's Retreat. This group of women recognizes the need for students to be educated in the Word and the value of this education for women in particular at Dallas Christian College. In order to encourage our women to follow Paul's teaching in 1 Timothy 3:11, to be women worthy of respect, they have designated a scholarship to be awarded to Jacqueline Royce. The Britnall Scholarship. In April of 2005, alumni Christopher and Lisa Rawson Britnall established a scholarship to honor current Dallas Christian College students who demonstrate Christian character and leadership consistent with DCC's mission. The Britnall Scholarship goes to Irvin Rodriguez and Adriana Walton Rogers. Chapel Hills Scholarship. Chapel Hills Christian Church established the scholarship in 1989 to be awarded to those students who demonstrate Christian character consistent with our educational purpose. These students are preferably, but not necessarily, from the state of Oklahoma. This year, the Chapel Hills Christian Church scholarships go to, in absentia, Meredith Hawkins and Ashley Hudspeth. The Christian Education Scholarship was established by Wallace Worley to recognize one or more students who demonstrate strong potential in the field of education. They must also demonstrate Christian character and meet the academic criteria stated for education majors in the catalog, DCC catalog. This year, the Christian Education Scholarship is awarded to two students, Taylor Haight and Joseph Payne. The Christian Ministry Scholarship, DCC alumnus Burtis White and his wife Chan established the Christian Ministry Scholarship in October 2001. The scholarship is established in the spirit of 2 Timothy 4:2, which says, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." This year's recipient is Zachary Kirby. Foggin Scholarship. Marilyn Foggin was a student at Dallas Christian College from 1987 to 89. During her time as a student, she was instrumental in initiating the beginning of what would become known as the Urban Team Ministry. She was only at Dallas Christian College a short time because she died after battling cancer, yet she left a lasting legacy of ministry to the inner city that continues today. In 1990, a scholarship was established in her memory to recognize female students who demonstrate a high level of Christian character and leadership consistent with the DCC educational purpose. The 2013 Marilyn Foggin Memorial Scholarship goes to Adriana Alamon. In 2010, the Mordecai Men, a group of men from Compass Christian Church, Colleyville, began meeting weekly for Bible study, established a scholarship for a DCC student. Later that year, one of the members of the Mordecai Men, a former DCC employee, Corey Ford, died. The Mordecai Men determined that the scholarship would be renamed in his honor as the Corey Ford Memorial Scholarship. Applicants for this scholarship submitted an essay on the topic, "How Can My Life Be an Influence Like That of Mordecai or Esther?" The recipients for the Corey Ford Memorial Scholarships are Bobby Murphy and Shay Wood. Bill Gaslin held a longtime ministry in Spring, Texas, and served for many of those years as a trustee of the college. He mentored many young men who came to DCC as Timothys from his church, as well as many DCC students who served as interns under his leadership. In 2007, a group known as the Tanglewood Men established a scholarship in his ministry. The William Gaslin Memorial Scholarship goes to Carlos Flores. Henry Half was an avid supporter and active participant in missions around the globe. One of the many missions he encouraged was Dallas Christian College. Many students majoring in intercultural studies at DCC were assisted by Mr. and Mrs. Half. After his death, his family and the members of Central Christian Church of Richardson, Texas, established a scholarship in his ministry. This year, that scholarship is awarded to Diana Jimenez. Les Hoyt was a young man who believed in the value of Christian education. He believed so strongly in that endeavor that he sacrificed his own education in order to work to support others who were attending Dallas Christian College. He at one point worked on the farm for Jack and Evie Rubeck, parents of President Rubeck, and later tragically died in a farming accident in Louisiana. A scholarship in his ministry was established by Mr. and Mrs. Rubeck to continue that legacy. This year's recipient is Marlene Fernandez. The Dennis James Morgan Scholarship was established at DCC by Professor Dr. Bill Morgan and his wife Dorothy in memory of their son who was killed in an automobile accident while enrolled as a student here at DCC in the fall of 1973. This year, the Dennis James Morgan Scholarship goes to Jonathan Jones. Daniel Penny graduated from DCC in 1983 and immediately went to a small rural church to begin his career as a preaching minister. While helping one of the members of his congregation, he died in a farming accident. A scholarship was established by his surviving wife, Dawn Stivers Penny, now Dawn O'Banion, to honor his ministry. The Daniel L. Penny Scholarship goes to Jessica Moore. In 2008, a scholarship was established in honor of Myron and Eleanor Reichert of Richmond, Texas. Since then, both have gone on to be with the Lord. Today, they are remembered for their influence for the kingdom and their friendship with the college. The Myron and Eleanor Reichert Memorial Scholarship goes to two students, Tatiana Richard and Samuel Stewart. In 2007, a scholarship was established by two Dallas Christian College alumni, James and Joyce Royce. This scholarship is to encourage students who seek to be an influence, particularly in a ministry setting. The James and Joyce Royce Scholarship goes to Michael Grigsby. In 2012, a scholarship was established to honor the father of our college president, J.W. Rubeck. Not only did Jack Rubeck provide a godly role model for our president, he influenced Dallas Christian College directly in many ways. Before he became ill with cancer and died, he was often seen on campus in his work clothes laboring on one project or another. This scholarship is to encourage students to be an influence in word and deed. Three recipients of the J.W. Rubeck Scholarship, Amarie Chavez, Sydney Lubin, and Karina Talavera. Ed Shorstein came to Dallas Christian College as a transfer student and a brand new Christian in 1973. He began working with the maintenance department as a student and later became the full-time facilities director while continuing to pursue a degree as a part-time student. Eventually, he put all of his efforts into his work with the college and lay ministry with the local congregation. Eventually, Mr. Ed, as he is fondly remembered, did complete his bachelor's degree while working full-time at Dallas Christian College in 1996. In 2001, he was called to a full-time ministry in Colorado, and it was there he died suddenly in 2007. In 2010, his wife, alumnus Kara White Shortstein, established a scholarship in his honor. This year's recipients are Megan Hardy and Sabrina Uloa. The Bob and Carol Smith Memorial Scholarship was originally established by Mrs. Smith in memory of her husband. Following her death in 2000, her family renamed the scholarship in honor of their mother as well. This year, the Bob and Carol Smith Memorial Scholarship is awarded to Luann Cubbage and April Fowler Welsh. Roy Wheeler was the senior pastor of Paramount Terrace Christian Church, later called Hillside Christian Church in Amarillo, Texas, for over 30 years. He is officially retired as a full-time preaching ministry, but continues to serve as an associate pastor there at Hillside. He has also served as a trustee at the college for many years, and Wheeler Lecture Hall was named in his honor. Friends and family of Roy Wheeler established a scholarship in his honor in 2005. This year, the Roy Wheeler Scholarship goes to James McDonald. John, I said the wrong name, I'm sorry. It's John McDonald, I'm sorry.
The Newland Residence Award is presented to the male student who makes the greatest positive contribution through the year to campus life. This award is selected by residents of Newland Hall and some from Winslow Hall this year. This year's Residence Award for Newland Hall goes to Dustin Tarpley.
Campus Living Award for Winslow Hall 2013 goes to Miss Love You Mean It, Natalie Gillespie.
Who's Who Among Students in American Universities and Colleges is an annual award presented to the outstanding junior and senior students selected by the faculty. These students have demonstrated exceptional academic ability, service to the school, community, and/or church, and the potential for leadership. The number of recipients is based on the size of the student body. Please hold your applause until all names are read. This year's recipients are Philip Devine in absentia, Brittany Dollinger, Kathy Fellbaum, Kathy Foreman in absentia, Allison McGinnis, Brady Rector, Elliot Smith, Rochelle Smith, Amanda Troutman in absentia, Michael Walker, April Welsh, Thomas Wilson, and Shea Wood. Woods. Scholastic Awards are given each year to the student with the highest grade point average in each class. Senior Awards for valedictorian, salutatorian are given at commencement. Freshman, sophomore, and junior awards are given at this assembly. The Freshman Scholastic Award is based on one traditional fall semester of work, 12 hours or more. This award goes to the student with a GPA of 4.0, Benjamin Lancer, in absentia. The Sophomore Scholastic Award is based on three traditional semesters of work, two fall and one spring, and 31 credit hours or more. The Sophomore Award this year goes to a student with a GPA of 3.8, Jacqueline Royce. The Junior Scholastic Award is based on five traditional semesters of work, three in the fall and two in the spring, with 61 credit hours or more. The Junior Award this year goes to a student with a GPA of 3.94, April Welsh. Delta Epsilon Chi is a National Academic and Leadership Honor Society sponsored by the Association for Biblical Higher Education. Membership can be awarded by vote of the faculty to no more than 7% of the graduating class in any one year. Those graduation candidates awarded must have a 3.3 grade point average, cumulative or better, and demonstrate Christian character and leadership ability. The 2013 memberships are awarded to Natalie Gillespie, Brady Rector, and Elliot Smith.
This is the first year this is given. Humanities Award is presented by the Arts and Science Department to a graduating interdisciplinary student major who has demonstrated high academic achievement in all their studies. This year, the Humanities Award goes to Amanda Roman. This is also the first year for this award. It's the Christian Humanitarian Award. It is new, created by the Arts and Science Department. The faculty, students, and staff of the college submit nominations to the department for consideration. Nominees are those students who have mentored and/or assisted other students in their academic and/or spiritual development while here at Dallas Christian College. The department has referred to this award as the Christian Humanitarian Award all year. However, unbeknownst to one of our department members, who we believe exemplifies Christian humanitarian spirit, the actual name of this new award from now on will be the Dr. Kara Snyder Humanitarian Award. Natalie Gillespie.
the Biblical Studies Award. In 1996, the Dallas Christian College Bible Department established a Biblical Studies Award to be selected by the faculty of the department. The criteria for selecting the recipient of the award includes a graduating senior who has completed at least 20 hours of Bible with an excellent GPA in Bible and theology classes, a student who has compiled an outstanding portfolio from their work and writing in those courses, who has demonstrated superior application of exegetical skills. The student may be either a BA or BS student, though preference is given to BA students because of their study of Greek and or Hebrew. They're also chosen because they've demonstrated an appreciation and respect for Scripture and desire to study the Scripture seriously. This year, the recipient of the Biblical Studies Award goes to Joe Kilburn in absentia.
In 1999, Zondervan Publishing House began sponsoring an annual award for Dallas Christian College to give to the student for recognizing the outstanding achievement in the study of Biblical Greek. The recipient of this award has completed or is in the final semester of completing 4 semesters of the study of Greek. The student must have an excellent GPA in Greek classes, demonstrate superior knowledge of vocabulary and syntax, and superior abilities to translate the Greek New Testament. This student has demonstrated superior skills in the application of exegetical skills and the use of Greek New Testament by demonstrating a desire to use Greek in ministry as well. Zondervan graciously provides a Greek reference work for the recipient, and a plaque in the library, the C.C. Crawford Library downstairs, lists the award recipients each year. The recipient is selected by the Bible Department and Greek faculty. This year, the award goes to Guadalupe Zambrano.
Stone Campbell Journal Promising Scholar Award is chosen annually by editors and friends of the Stone Campbell Journal at educational institutions associated with the Stone Campbell Restoration Movement. Students demonstrating high potential for success in future academic pursuits are nominated each spring, with undergraduate institutions allowed 1 nominee. Those named promising scholars are presented a certificate from the Stone Campbell Journal, copy of the current issue of the Stone Campbell Journal, a 1-year subscription to the journal, and free registration at the following year's conference. The names of the promising scholars are also listed at the SCJ site. This year's recipient of the Stone Campbell Journal Promising Scholar Award from DCC is Brady Rector.
Dallas Christian College Bible and Homiletics faculty select a student each year for the Homiletics Award. The recipient should be a graduating senior who has demonstrated outstanding preaching ability and has shown promise for utilizing their gifts in the preaching ministry. This year, the DCC Homiletics Award goes to Philip Devine.
Each year, the college awards the Dr. Leroy C. Weininger Award to the Bible Department graduate who demonstrates outstanding Christian character, academic ability, and commitment to Christian ministry. It is my privilege at this time to announce this year's recipient of the Dr. Leroy C. Weininger Award, Phyllis Johnson.
The Church Musician Award is presented to the most outstanding worship arts student who demonstrates not only musical talent and ability, but also Christian character and goals. This award is voted on by the Worship Arts Department faculty, and it is my honor to present this year's award to Mr. Elliot Smith.
As Executive Director of Roaring Lambs Ministry, we have the opportunity to present an award to someone who exemplifies a roaring lamb. A roaring lamb is a Christian, not just a Sunday Christian, but a Christian that takes their faith with them wherever they go 24/7. At home, in the workplace, at play, they are an ambassador for Christ, they are the sweet aroma of Christ, they are salt and light, and their faith makes someone else thirsty to know Jesus Christ. This year, the award is presented to Ruben Salinas.
This is the Perkins Award. Each year, the college gives the Lucille L. Perkins Award to the Business Department graduation candidate who demonstrates outstanding Christian character, academic ability, and commitment to Christian service within administrative contexts. It is my privilege at this time to announce that this year's recipient of the Lucille L. Perkins Award goes to Donnell Lee Perry.
The Education Department of Dallas Christian College is establishing two new awards this year. Both awards require the student to submit a portfolio to be considered. The first award is the Leadership and Service in Education Award. The recipient is one who is a graduating senior from the department who has an overall GPA of 3.0 or higher, who promotes leadership and service to individuals, the college, and the community, and who fosters personal and professional development of peers through example. This year, the Leadership and Service in Education Award goes to Brittany Dollinger. The second award established by the Education Department of Dallas Christian College this year is the Teaching Testament Award. The recipient is one who is a graduating senior from the department who promotes the concept of being a person of influence through teaching in the private or public school setting. This year, the Teaching Testament Award goes to Ashley Mabry.
Each year, we present what we view as one of the highest awards presented at Dallas Christian College, the Servant Award. The reason that this is the highest award is that the recipient is selected by the student body, you. It epitomizes what Jesus did in John, the 13th chapter, when he washed the disciples' feet. It's at the core of who we are as people of influence at Dallas Christian College. In John 13, Jesus wrapped a towel around his waist and washed the disciples' feet, the model of servanthood. In fact, Jesus said, "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. Every year, there are many who are nominated, which is a testimony of who we are at Dallas Christian College. But this year's recipient that you selected was Natalie Gillespie.
That concludes the portion of our student awards. So one more time, let's show our congratulations to all of the students today. And might I just add on behalf of our fine faculty and staff how very pleased we are with your growth this year. It's been a great year. We've seen lives changed. We've seen people grow and prepare truly for lives of influence. You know, within the culture of DCC, we put a lot of focus on our mentoring program. And you've been here long enough to know it's not just a program. It's not something we list in a catalog or on a brochure. It infiltrates everything that we do. We formally announced that about 5 or 6 years ago. But in actuality, if you'd been around this place, you would know that mentoring has been in the DNA of Dallas Christian College for decades, probably back at its start, but although I'm old, I'm not that old to have been around when that was happening. But I'll tell you this, in the late 1970s, mentoring was already deeply rooted in the culture of this place. And we can relate that primarily to the ministry and leadership of one man, and that's Dr. Ron Reif. When I came here as a student in 1979, Dr. Reif had already been serving for several years as the academic dean at that time, and he had begun a program of drawing in young men and discipling them and then asking them to go into the dorms and apartments where students lived and multiplying that model. And it was from that time that many of us, Dr. Stepp and I mean many of us, were impacted personally by his ministry and by his focus on that mentoring. DCC, like many institutions, went through a somewhat, I guess I would call it a dark period in the mid-1980s where there was some battle and disunity. You know, when a place is doing what God wants it to do, Satan sets out to destroy it. And the way he does that is causes division and a lack of unity amongst his people. And there was a period in the mid-1980s where that happened. And in a very short period of time, several fine men in the kingdom of God were left out of the future of the college and were asked to find other ministries. And I share that story with you publicly. I know that he's not embarrassed of it, but that happened to Dr. Reif at that time. And he went on and continued to serve in the kingdom here in Dallas. And in Africa, God used him in great ways. And when he came back from Africa 6 or 7 years ago, was thinking about retiring, and we got together for lunch one day. And I asked him what he was going to do next. And he said, well, I was thinking I might help DCC get its regional accreditation. And so after this dark period and leaving at a very difficult time of the institution, here's a man of grace and humility who said, I will put that behind me. And I will come back and serve again. And serve he has. You will find no more loyal friend in this world than Dr. Ron Reif. And the service that he has contributed to this place during his second term, he's put in a total now of 13 years at Dallas Christian College. The service that he has given on your behalf, on our behalf, really cannot be measured. We will not know for years to come. And in fact, when we're on the other side, we'll not know all that he's contributed. Well, I share these remarks with you today because he's announced his retirement. This would be second retirement or third retirement. But probably my expectation is not a retirement at all. He's going to be retiring from his position here at the college. My hunch is I'll see him every week here next fall. Last Friday, we had our spring board meeting, and the Board of Trustees gave a plaque, an award to Dr. Reif, and I brought that back in today because I wanted to read it to you and ask Dr. Reif to come join me, if he would, at this moment as I read to you the inscription on the plaque that the Board of Trustees have awarded to Dr. Reif. The Board of Trustees of Dallas Christian College gratefully acknowledges Dr. Ron Reif. Upon the announcement of your retirement, we wish to recognize a lifetime of outstanding devotion to the kingdom of God. Your faithful ministry to Dallas Christian College has been displayed through 13 years of service for the terms of 1977 to 1984, and then again 2007 to 2013. During this time, you faithfully fulfilled the duties and responsibilities entrusted to you as a member of the cabinet, faculty, and staff. Beyond the halls of DCC, you've been an ambassador for the college and a servant to the church around the world. The full measure of your labor is evidenced in the lives of thankful students and appreciative colleagues. We congratulate you on this extraordinary milestone in your life of influence. The following verse is an apt description of your commitment, 2 Corinthians 12:15, which simply says this: I will most gladly spend and be spent for your souls. And it's signed by the trustees of Dallas Christian College. I love this man. I respect this man. I have been shaped by this man. And I ask you to join me in honoring him today as we give him this. Thank you. Dr. Reif's service will continue through the end of June, but this was going to be our last time together where we really had an opportunity to talk about this. So I wanted you to know about his retirement, and hope and ask that in the coming weeks you will take time to drop by his office and share your personal appreciation, send an email, a note, and thank him for all that he's meant to DCC and to the kingdom of God here. Thank you, Dr. Reif. That brings to conclusion our service. We are actually done just about on time. When you get to the cafeteria, there will be nothing waiting for you because we told them you were going to be late. So please be patient with them if that's the case. Please stand with me now and we'll close with a word of prayer and then you shall be dismissed.